Welcome to the Gut Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thank you so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word for you. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
Hey, like my old soul Taylor said, my name is Opetza. My wife, beautiful wife Karen, and I come on. Yes. We oversee our junior high ministry across the street. My man Keenan and Caitlin are taking it over tonight, and they're going to do a great job. We've been here for, like, we're going on 10 years now, and I'm so honored to be on staff, so honored to be on the stage. Man, I'm grateful. I'm so thankful for our pastors who, like, if you think about a YouTube tutorial, right? Pastor Bill and Pastor Sandy, and I'm just sitting in front of that YouTube channel. And it's a DIY every time, right? Man, so I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. I'm excited to bring this word tonight. Just grateful for the leadership of this house and excited for tonight. Can we pray real quick? Okay, let's pray. God, we thank you for tonight. God, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you that it's your words and not mine. God, I thank you right now that your word be magnified, that you be magnified tonight. God, not my points, not these points up here. God, I thank you that it's you and you through me in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Amen. All right. Man, fun fact, a lot of you guys might have heard this before, but my mama, Tu'u Le'ale Matafal Vai, that's what they call her for short. Yeah. So she took care of Pastor Sandy's mom, Miss Janie, probably the last year of her life here on earth, and now she's just kicking it with Jesus. Come on now. So, man, it's deeper than just, you know, an invite to church. Like, we're family. I hope you understand that. We're just family. Pastor Bill asked the question a couple weeks ago. I think it was like August 23rd at like 11:42. But it was very specific, just like Pastor Bill would, right? How many of you guys have ever been like an in-your-face Pastor Bill? No one in here, no one. But he asked this question, and he said, do you value God's presence? And as I'm taking notes, right, I'm taking notes, and I'm like, I do value God's presence. And then he started talking about the rhythm of grace, and then he started talking about God, the rhythm of grace is God working through me and for me. Right? And then he moved on to Isaiah 55:12. Can we get into that real quick? But I'm going to start at 8. I'm going to start at Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. And my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I sent it out, and it always produces fruit. I will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. And then 12 goes like this. You will live in joy and peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. So he said, you will live in joy and peace. You will live in joy and peace. And then he hit me with this. They hit us with this, right? We're taking notes. He said, we are always to come from his presence with peace. We are always to come from his presence with peace. Man, so many of you guys are working from home right now, okay? Make some noise if you're working from home real quick, right? Working from home, yes. So you know, let's make some noise again if you have kids and we're working from home. It's a whole different, I'm telling you, Karen's working from home right now, and it's a whole nother level, okay? Like, so you know what it is to have, like, peace is key when you're working from home. Man, you understand that a peaceful home makes a productive day. Right, those Zoom call meetings go a little bit smoother, man. So you understand peace is key. It could be a little bit quieter, man. It could be a little bit calmer. It could be a little less messy, right? But I don't believe that peace is the absence of chaos. Man, I believe that peace is the Holy Spirit leading us through trial and in favor. Now, Pastor Bill has said it here before, man, peace is synonymous with prosperity. Peace is synonymous with prosperity. So I take that, I come from his presence with joy, peace, love, patience, all the fruits of the Spirit that I need to make sure that that wooden spoon, right? That wooden spoon isn't worn out, right? Some of you, we call them sasas at our house, okay? There's spankings, right? Call them sasas at our house. So my kids are Mexican and Samoan, right? So they get sasas with a chancla, right? They get sasas with a chancla, and it's real. But tonight I don't want to talk about peace. Pastor Chano in here. Pastor Chano did an incredible job a couple weeks ago communicating peace, and also a great word Monday night for the men's Zoom call. If you don't know, 6 o'clock, there's the plug. Man, tonight I want to talk about praise. Can y'all make some noise for God in the house tonight? Come on. Yes. Man, I'm so excited about this. I was putting these notes together and just praying about what I should pray about, it was so clear that he's like, man, pray what you know. Like, do what you know. And we know how to praise in this house. Now, aren't you thankful for a pastor and a leader that puts a premium on praise before we deliver this message? Man, I'm so excited for tonight. Psalm 22:3. But you are holy, enthroned in the prison and the praises of Israel. Another translation says, God inhabits the praises of his people, right? I value his presence so I can never stop praising. Man, my first point tonight is never stop praising. I can't stop. Man, I value his presence, so I'm going to never stop praising. Now, what is praise? What is praise? I'm going to hit you with 7, right? There's 7 Hebrew words for praise. And don't worry, I already did the research for you. The first one is hala. I say hala because I like hala, right? And I'm not Hebrew. So hala is the most common word for praise. This word simply means to boast, brag, or rave about God, even to the point of appearing foolish. You're a fan. You're a fanatic. So if I said boomer, you would say, right? If you believe. Okay. But, so that's hala. Psalm 63:3-4 go like this. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. Man, number 2 is yada, okay? Yada means to worship with extended hands. It's what we do every Sunday, every Wednesday, right? Some people might say, man, I'm just lift, like, it's just surrender. But it's really just lifting holy hands. Everybody lift your hands real quick. Yes, you're doing it. You're doing it. And here's the verse. It says, Psalm 134:2 is lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. Like, you need direction. It's there, okay? The third one is barak. You've heard barak before. Barak is used to denote blessing. Barak suggests the transcendent privilege of blessing the Lord. I want to bless the Lord. I want to make sure that when I praise, when I open my mouth, when I sing, man, it blesses God. Number 4 is tehillah. There's no Q there. It's tehillah. It's a H, okay? Tehillah means to sing or to laud. Tehillah involves music and singing, especially singing. There are 300 mandates to sing in the word. And this word suggests that God himself is like a song. It's a song of praise. We might say it like, man, God is our song. The fifth one is zamar. Zamar means to pluck the strings of an instrument. So, before I read this next verse, imagine a guitar solo behind it, right? Psalm 18:1-3, the Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I've been saved from my enemies. Man, Zamar speaks of rejoicing. It's involved with the joyful expression of music. So you would use Zamar when you're rejoicing after God has done something great for you. Number six is my favorite. I don't know why. It's probably because it's ta-da, okay? Everybody say ta-da. Here's why I like it. Ta-da. Right, that's it. Like, I love it because I'll explain in a little bit, but ta-da, I think about ta-da and I think about today. And ta-da means to shout or to address with a loud voice. Man, this type of praise also refers to, like, the lifting of hands in inviting God's help. I have a daughter. Her name is Kingston. She is turning 4 in December. And when Kingston is reaching like this to get my attention, I'm going to pick her up. Man, that's what ta-da means. Ta-da. Ta-da praise is having faith and assurance that is well even before the victory is won. That's what ta-da praise is. That's why it's my favorite. For example, so David is trapped by the Philistines in Gath. And you guys probably heard of David. You probably heard of Gath, Goliath's hood, right? He gives thanks, ta-da, and offers ta-da praise even before God delivered him. Psalm 56 says, "Be merciful to me, my God, for my enemies are in hot pursuit. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you, God, whose word I praise. All day long, they twist my words. They conspire. They lurk. They watch my steps, hoping to take my life, record my misery. Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this, I will know that God is for me." Number 7 is Shabak. Okay, Shabak means to shout out or address in a loud tone. For example, Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, you guys heard of Nebuchadnezzar, the only one, right? Babylonian king. You heard of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So, Nebuchadnezzar was struck insane by God because of his pride. And when God restored his sanity 7 years later, Nebuchadnezzar shouted words of Shabbat praise. And here's what he said. He said in Daniel 4:37, he said, "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble." Right? He's just speaking from a place of I've been there. I'm going to hit you with a bonus. I said 7, right? We had to go 7, number of completion. But God's got to overflow. So I hit you with hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah. Okay, so hallelujah transcends the language of this world. It's not translated, it's transliterated. And hallel means to boast or brag on, to make a show, even to the point of looking ridiculous. And Jah is a short form of the name for God. So hallelujah is a spontaneous outcry of someone who's excited about God. Man, hallelujah is only for extreme exaltation. Only for extreme exaltation. For some of you church folk that be saying hallelujah to everything, right? Hallelujah, come on. Hey, these words define praise. And they're so specific. Praise is posture before, during, and after what you're believing God for. That's all those 8 things was that. Before, during, and after reminds me of yesterday, today, and forever. Right? That's what I think about when I think of before, during, and after. Man, so if God hasn't changed and never will, then why do I stop praising? Right? Man, in his presence is where I need to be, right? So if God never changes, then why do I stop praising? I can't stop. Man, praise is our posture. It's our go-to. How many of you guys have go-to, like, playlists? Like you're about to clean the house, right? You throw on some, Karen will throw on some bachata at the house, right? And then she'll, like, as soon as you hear it, Saturday morning, it's on. We're like, ah, oh, we're about to clean the house, right? But, like, if she throws on some Selena, like, on Tuesday, because it's Taco Tuesday, right? Like, and she has her go-tos. Everyone has their go-to. Praise has to be our go-to. And sometimes when we get angry, I remember back in the day, mom will make you mad, man, you'll get in the van, because you get in the van. It's a van, right? You're driving. You throw on whatever, right? Man, because it was your go-to. Throw on whatever Eminem song was hot at the time. Man, it's our go-to. Praise has to be our go-to. Praise is our stance. Like, despite what's going on around you, it has to be our stance. Praise is a formula. Man, how do I work through things? I just got to praise. I know. Have you guys ever had a conversation with somebody and then you're talking to them, and while you're talking to them, it's like you're starting to solve your own problem? That's what praise is for me. Man, I praise. It's a formula. And honestly, praise is just practice for heaven. You know, what y'all going to be doing in heaven? Praising. That's just practice. It's practice for heaven. All we're going to do is praise in heaven. Psalm 34, 3 and 4. My man David says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears." Praise eliminates my focus on my problem, and it magnifies my problem solver. Man, the things that, like, what? Like, what can I not do? What can I not do if I'm in that praise? And you might be like me when I was a kid, okay? Like, love my mama. And there have been times when I didn't want to pray. Like, but there was an expectation of participation when it came to church, right? You ain't sitting down during worship. Like we were sitting down and, like, the ear went that way, you know? Like, we stood up, like, and she was ruthless. She was sweet. But, man, I'm telling you, we didn't have a choice. And we don't have a choice now. Man, praise is what we do. Here's the thing. The world's going to give you all of the excuses and try to turn them into reasons for why you shouldn't praise. Man, there's a pandemic right now. I'm going to stay safe, stay inside, praise from the house, right? Or, man, it's fine, you're grieving right now. It's too much to bear. Look, don't worry, like, you ain't got to praise right now. We understand. Oh, you lost your job. It's fine. You do you, boo-boo. These applications ain't going to fill out themselves, right? Like, you don't have to praise. I understand. I always have a clapback for that, though. And my clapback is Paul and Silas. Everybody say Paul and Silas with me. Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas, Acts 16. One of my favorite stories. It's actually my go-to when I don't feel like it. So Paul and Silas, I'll give you the short version. In Acts 16, they healed the girl. And got locked up, right? Unfortunately, she was a fortune teller, dad joke, like whose owners were not happy because now she was broken. She wasn't worth anything to them anymore. She couldn't make them any money. So they got locked up for that. They talked to the magistrates. They came through and took Paul and Silas and threw them in prison. Like, I don't know, like, how I could praise in prison while I was locked up for doing God's work, right? You're like, oh, for real, God? Like it was his fault, right? Like, how do you have that right attitude? But Paul and Silas. So Paul and Silas were praising at midnight. They're praising it at midnight. Then there was an earthquake. Then the chains fell off of them and everyone else in the jail. And then the jail keeper, who was responsible for making sure that any of that stuff didn't happen, tried to kill himself for not doing a good job, right? And then they saved him. They stopped him. And he ended up not doing that. And he ended up giving his life to Jesus that night. They had dinner. They had a meal with him. And his household was saved. That sounds like revival, deliverance, and abundance to me. Isaiah 61:3. It talks about a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. When you praise God with a heavy heart, and every single one of us has been there, like something happens when you're worshiping, right? How many of you guys have ever been running late to church and you get here during the third song and you're like, it's my jam, I'm still mad, right? Like you're angry, everything is not gone the way that you planned it. The kids got some chocolate off of their donuts on their white shirt, spilled the chocolate milk in the back seat, and it's all crazy. And then you get there, and then you remember everything else that's going on in your life. And then you get into worship, and then coming in with a heavy heart, man, something happens. Man, you start praising, and then that joy starts happening, not only because you're finally here, but you start remembering how good God is, right? You start remembering how good he is and how this whole time he's had his hand on your life, but you've been salty about everything else. And then you get here and it's just like, man, that was so dumb. Like, you're so good, God. Like, my problem is so small compared to how big you are. Man, you're so faithful, right? We've all been there. Praise doesn't just lighten the load. Man, you get to share it with God. Praise puts me back into a place of rhythm and grace. God is working through me and for me. Greater is he who lives in me than he who's in the world. Like, what can I not do? Think about October right now. What can we not do knowing that God lives in us? That greater is he who's in us than he who's in the world. What can we not do? What neighborhood can we not take over? Man, our praise brings his presence, so we get a chance to come into these neighborhoods, these apartments, and, man, change the atmosphere. I don't know how many times they see peace, like love, joy. Like, you guys know who Pastor Chucky is? Have you ever seen him? Yeah. I can only imagine that guy coming to your house and knocking on your door and inviting you out to a garage sale, but he's like tatted up and smiling. Like, it doesn't make sense. But that's what it is. That's who we are. Man, the greater is he who lives in Pastor Chucky than he who's in the world. Man, so as we, man, go throughout October, as we, man, hit up these neighborhoods, as we pray for people, as we go to the street ministry, man, God is going to do something through our praise. Man, we see Paul and Silas, and their praise changes the atmosphere. That's what we get to do. Man, God inhabits your praise, and in his presence is fullness of joy. I'm liberated from everything that's contrary to who he is and what he wants for my life. Man, praise changes everything. Praise changes everything. Praise is our go-to when it has to be. Praise is what we do. Man, I'm so thankful to be here tonight to bring you this word. Pastor Bill, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.